Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Lincoln.
What did we just watch?
I don't. It's wrestling, kind of. It was like a TNA match thing. Just one segment. The Final Deletion.
Okay.
Featuring okay. Brother Nero and Broken Matt Hardy.
Okay. Okay. Now, before we talk about the segment, I want to voice some confusion that I have.
Okay.
More than the confusion I have about the segment. Okay, so we have Slammiversary, where they fought, and it was supposed to be the end of the feud, essentially, right?
Oh, yeah, it absolutely wasn't.
Okay, so it wasn't the end of the feud.
They
so
fought
then,
twice since then.
Yeah, so then we had another Impact match with them, where again, they said it was ending the feud.
That was in a steel cage.
And Jeff won.
Well, again.
He's won both times.
This is the Final Deletion, though. This is deleting one of them from the family.
Let's say, he was saying, like, deleted from the face of the earth? He was saying, because one of the, spoiler, we're going to start talking about this segment. He tells the referee to not resuscitate Jeff Hardy.
Yeah. So he wanted to kill him, yeah.
So we start this off.
I want to say.
Okay.
This was only 18 minutes long. I want you to keep that in mind.
Oh, yeah, true.
As
yeah.
we talk about this for fucking ever.
I have a page in it, almost 2 pages of notes.
And it's, I will never say this about wrestling, really, but if you're listening to this, stop right now and go to YouTube and look up the Final Deletion Director's Cut.
Well, they need to watch the Brother Nero first.
And I don't think they do.
No, because this one is so much better than that one.
Yeah.
So you need to watch that one.
You just
and then
need to see how batshit insane TNA wrestling truly is.
It's because they're like, hey, Jeff and Matt, you want to do whatever the fuck you want?
We'll give you a lot of fucking production money. And there's a lot of production value in this.
I wouldn't say a lot. But
compared to TNA Impact?
I mean, now we know why Slammiversary already didn't. You know, almost didn't happen because they're spending
all
this
money.
They blew
all their money in Jeff's and Matt's yard. All the fucking landscaping fees.
You know, when we first
18 minutes, we each have 2 pages of notes. I'm just going to put that out there.
When we first saw the original Brother Nero thing, I was just blown away by what I was seeing.
But this, I was 8 minutes in when I called you and said, you have to fucking watch this. Then at like minute 12, I texted you and said, we need to record this.
I just...
And it got worse after that.
This is one of the worst things
we've ever watched.
I don't know if it's
but
brilliant,
it's great.
Though. Like, I don't know if I love it or if I hate it. Like, I don't know what to feel.
Either way, would you not say this is terrible? What we watched is
yes,
garbage.
Yes, it is. Yes, very much so.
But it's kind of hot garbage.
It's almost like The Room to me. Like, this entire thing.
The
of
Room
where
is better.
The Room is better.
It's
because,
better acted.
But... It's just, it starts off with Mexican mariachi music because Matt Hardy's wife is Mexican.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's their son's birthday.
And their landscaper.
Senor Benjamin.
Senor Benjamin, who has a t-shirt on Pro Wrestling Tees right now that I really want to buy, is also Mexican. So it starts off with Senor Benjamin realizes that Matt Hardy looks kind of sick. You know, he says, is Matt okay? And she says, no, you know, he's just serious about taking Jeff out. To which I think her response in Spanish, so that Matt didn't hear, should have been, no, he's literally going insane. Please help me.
No, she's on board with it.
And then he gets an extraordinary xylophone.
It's an extraordinary xylophone, Senor Benjamin. Matt is a crazy pirate sometimes. His accent comes and goes. He's British sometimes.
He gets British, and then he has like a southern accent.
And then he has like an African accent later.
What the hell? I don't even know. So then he's giving his one-year-old child his gift.
King Maxell.
King Maxell. Is that his real name?
Maxell
Hardy?
I don't know if Hardy's their real last name.
Okay. I thought Hardy was actually their last
name. I don't know.
His gift to his son is killing his uncle.
Yep.
Which he literally is trying to kill Jeff Hardy now. This isn't just like I want to defeat him. It's like I actually want to kill
but
him.
But after that, then he did his weird, as I call it, stutter smile. It's hard to explain.
Yeah, he smiles and then like his mouth twitches and then
yeah, his mouth twitches a little bit more each time until it forms a smile.
And I don't know what his like cadence is with his words because he's like, my gift to Maxel Dab. Like, there's all these pauses.
Yeah. It's glorious. It is absolutely glorious.
This small birthday candle that we bought at a dollar store will burn eternally.
The thing comes back. It's foreshadowing, dude.
Then he says, Senor Benjamin, prepare for battlefield.
For massacre.
He says, prepare for battlefield for massacre.
Which they say about five times.
And then he awkwardly stares away and does his weird Twitch smile.
Oh, then we go to Jeff Hardy's yard.
So is this all just like a secret, like, elaborate landscaping porn?
Yes, it is. Because Matt even later, what did he say? I wrote it down. We'll get to it. Fuck it. Or like, your beloved yard is about to be broken. And then, like, he's like, you're not the only Hardy that can landscape. Like, what?
What is this landscaping?
It's all about landscaping. Jeff's fucking yard is cut into, the Hardy symbol is cut into it, which apparently it shows him doing it with a weed eater.
Yeah.
But then it's all these intricate fucking designs. It's like a giant tribal tattoo yard.
It's kind of what you would imagine Jeff Hardy's yard to look like.
It's ridiculous. And it's, they really did it.
Yeah,
they
truly did it. It would have been so much better if it was just like really shitty CGI.
Oh God, I wish there would have been more of that. There is some.
So Jeff Hardy can't play guitar. At least I don't think he can, because he didn't really play the guitar when he was sitting on the couch. That was really weird.
He just had to honky tonk man later.
So then we see the Terminator robots that swoop in. Now, I paused it and I wrote down everything that the Terminator robots say about Jeff Hardy.
You know what's funny about that too? To show TNA's production value. Remember when I was going to buy a drone?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's the cheaper version of the drone I wanted to buy.
Oh my God, I think it is. Yeah, because the one that you wanted.
It's a Phantom drone.
Yeah, that was the white one.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's the Phantom 2 or 3.
Kyle's fucking obsessed with buying drones. Why don't you just buy a fucking drone?
Because I don't have the money to buy a fucking drone.
How much are they?
The one I wanted was like $700. I don't have $700. These motherfuckers listening don't pay me. I'm just kidding. Please, God, don't buy me a drone.
Buy him a drone.
Please, fuck.
No,
please,
because you're not going to do shit with a drone. You know what's going to happen when you get a drone? We're going to take the drone somewhere. It's going to crash immediately. I'm going to have to deal with you crying.
I don't think I'd crash it. You I've flown worse things harder than a drone.
So the target says, it says, Brother Nero. And it has Jeff Hardy's stupid face on it. And it says, selfish traitor, miscreant, likes to play guitar and paint, likes motorcycles.
And this is the Vanguard one, which I'm pretty sure they only put in there so Matt Hardy could do the version one hand thing. Because he used to be Matt Hardy, okay. Version one, which is a great gimmick.
Finishing move, Swanton Bomb, phony twist of fate. I thought that was pretty funny. So this is where it gets really weird, because it says known aliases. Charismatic Enigma, okay. Willow, Jimmy Jack Tompkins?
I don't know if that's real or not.
Here's the next one. They misspelled masked.
Yeah, it's the Maxed Mountain. M-A-K-S-E-D Mountain.
That has to be a typo.
It's absolutely a fucking typo.
And how did they just let it slide?
Because they probably didn't expect people like us to pause it and fucking write them down. We studied the shit out of this.
So Jeff casually opens the door after
after the drone rang the doorbell.
Yeah, drone rings the doorbell and Jeff just kind of is like, what's going on? Then just kind of opens the door and then just closes.
And then the drone talks to him. It's like, Brother Nero.
Projects Broken Matt, who controls the Hardy brand.
Oh, no, it projected it after the drone army flew in through the window.
Oh, yeah, and then he starts, like, hitting
it. It starts hitting with a guitar, and there's some bad CGI. The fucking, I put hashtag Broken Matt hologram.
So is that, okay, is this actually Jeff Hardy's house? Is that, like, what the
inside I think that's
looks
probably
like?
Actually his house, yeah.
Does he really just have an area that just has paintings in it, and that's it? There's no furniture?
Probably. My guess is those are actually their houses.
Okay. Yeah. Well, they never go into Matt's house. They just go into that weird garage thing.
I think we've been in Matt's house. Remember when he's playing the piano?
Oh, that's right. That was in his house.
Yeah.
Before we go on, I want to talk about Impact real fast. I will say that this has gotten at least me to like watch Impact.
A lot of people to watch Impact.
Why have I been watching Impact so much?
Because you want to see how much farther they can go. Apparently, Rosemary was caught making out with Bram on the last Impact.
I didn't watch the last one.
I watched their highlights on YouTube.
Like, after Slammiversary, I watched like the next two Impacts, and I was like, what am I doing with my life?
Because they're terrible. But this is glorious shit. And this is like a car wreck. But you have to watch it.
And, like, the thing about Impact is also that since I've watched it, like, there's people I kind of like now. I feel like following it. What have I become?
I don't know.
I mean, I don't like all of Impact, obviously.
Most of it's terrible.
I like the Decay now.
I do like the Decay.
I really shit on them a lot, but now I like them.
I like the characters. I think they do a good job.
I still think it's kind of dumb, but I enjoy it.
Yeah, I love the depths Matt Hardy's went into with this. I've never been a fan of Jeff Hardy, really. But Matt Hardy I always actually liked, even though he's the lesser brother. In storylines, this is brilliant. He's like Jack Sparrow if Jack Sparrow was your drunk uncle on Thanksgiving. I don't know how else to explain it.
Is Matt writing this, or is it like a collective thing?
Him and Jeff have to be fucking writing this.
I personally, in my head, I want to think that Matt is just doing this and just like gives Jeff the script the next day, and Jeff's just like, okay, I mean.
Matt has really gone into like DiCaprio depths of he is this character now.
You know, he's just Daniel Day-Lewis now.
No, come on. Oh, hell no.
So,
that's my favorite Jeff line in this.
Jeff teleports to the side of the house to a dirt bike that wasn't there during the overhead shot.
Yeah.
And then Matt rides a lawnmower after teleporting again, because where did Matt come from? And
well, Matt was controlling the drone, so we knew he had to be there. They don't have that much range. He had the controller in his hand.
I thought he was doing it from his house. No, have fucking they can show a hologram of Matt. I figured that he was in
his
house.
Nope, he had to have a controller in his hand as he was riding a fucking lawnmower.
Like, very slow, like, majestically.
With his arms out.
And he's just, like, ruining the landscaping.
Your beloved yard is about to be broken. Just the most ridiculous visual. One of the most... There's more in this. Just picture, if you've seen Broken Matt Hardy with like his white streak in his hair, with his arms out, riding a fucking lawnmower, holding a drone controller in his hand, fucking up a tribal yard.
Welcome to wrestling. Like,
I can't make this up.
Oh, God. And just...
Once again, though, afterwards, he goes back home and tells Senor Benjamin to prepare the battlefield for massacre.
So Senor Benjamin...
has never touched a wrestling ring in his fucking life.
He's a mild manner lawn care man who apparently can make a ring. Now, here's the thing. I have put together a wrestling ring before.
Well, I've used a nut and screws.
Yeah. That is... What was he doing?
He's pretending to put up this ring, which... And we've seen in the previous Brother Nero thing, it's always up. Well, actually, no, they moved it. It was in the barn. They drug this fucking ring out to the yard.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. Just so Benjamin...
so they could climb a tree.
Yeah. And then Benjamin's like... It looks like he's trying to tighten the ropes, but that's not how you tighten ropes at all.
You know how kids just, like, pretend to tighten a screw? That's what he's doing. And then he's putting weapons under the ring. He's carrying fireworks.
So then the gasoline.
This is my gasoline from my earlier landscaping escapades. The fuck did we miss an episode of Crazy Matt Hardy?
What are you doing with gasoline landscaping?
Is you just setting yard? Are we just
what if he's just in his yard, just like setting things on fire?
As crazy as it sounds, I almost wonder if there's a deleted scene of him burning Jeff's yard.
Yeah, that would make sense because he's taught. Yeah,
like, I'm leading myself to believe there are deleted scenes from this.
If this is a director's cut.
This is a short movie.
Is there going to be an extended cut then? Because this is the director's cut.
Oh my God.
There has to. Yeah, because what. Was he saying maybe the gasoline was to power the lawnmower?
I could have been. I don't. He's fucking insane. I don't know. He's ridiculous. And then we see a fucking referee pull up in his car.
Which his reaction is the same as mine, where he's just like, what the fuck is this?
And my question with this is. This is the final deletion. I want to murder my brother. Let's get a referee, though, and I'll beat him with a pinfall. No. No. I mean, no. The match, by the way, still hasn't started at this point. That's when Matt does his, your only job. I'm Splinter all of a sudden. Is to count the pinfall or the submission.
It's like Jamaican-African hybrid voice.
I can't fucking do it, obviously. Matt does.
Do not revive him.
Resuscitate. Do not resuscitate Brother Nero.
Now let me play my violin given to me by my friend Antonio Stradivari. Which, by the way, he died in the 1700s.
Even if he didn't, he's not giving a fucking violin to Matt Hardy, who can't play it. He just makes noise. He's just doing Jeff's mating call, because that'll get Jeff there. Even though Jeff's already on his way, Matt just wanted to fucking play the violin.
Yeah, you know. So then Jeff comes up.
Brother Nero, I knew you'd come.
This is like a southern accent. It's just like, I knew you'd come. So the match actually starts now.
I didn't even know there was a match.
I didn't either. I was just hoping it was
12 minutes in, there's a fucking match.
So here's the first thing that I have a problem with.
All the goddamn cuts?
Well, that. How does Jeff know that there's stuff under the ring?
He just assumes.
Because there's no stipulation given by the Terminator bots.
That's true, yeah.
They never said what kind of fight.
Well, in all fairness, he doesn't even pull out it. There's chairs and shit under there. He pulls out a fucking trellis.
That has to have just been from either Matt or Jeff's house, and they were like, man, we'll use it.
I doubt it's from Jeff's house. He didn't be like, I'll bring my trellis.
I'm saying before the filming of
this. Well, I think that's the point of it is the landscaper is the one that was putting stuff under there. So, of course, he puts a trellis covered in ivy.
Stupid landscaper.
Fucking stupid. It was the flimsiest.
Well, and then, Matt... What was it? Did he do the twist of hate?
He did the twist of hate.
Yeah, onto it, and Jeff sells it like death.
I will say Jeff's selling in this is really good.
The wrestling wasn't that
The wrestling was terrible.
Good, yeah.
I really think, though, you take away the crowd and the commentators, and you take all these things away, and you just have two guys in a ring, it loses a lot of the magic.
Yeah, but there's still, some of it was just really
sloppy. I'm not fans of them. Weird. They can wrestle. It was weird, though, that they were wrestling. You think they would have just been, a street fight.
Yeah.
Nope, they gotta be in a ring,
and
wrestling.
Then Matt bites Jeff's side fat.
Yeah, it's really weird.
So then Matt takes a ladder and puts it and is like choking Jeff out with it. And then he lets go of it. But isn't he trying to literally kill Jeff?
You would think so. That doesn't come up in this, really.
No.
No, they just want a pinfall. So Jeff climbs a tree.
After he takes his shirt off.
Takes his shirt off because, you got to do that when there's no crowd. He also poses before he does his twist of fate. When he's in the tree, does his, yell and look.
Yeah,
who are you yelling at?
Gun fingers.
That's what I was, coming up is when I was like, I feel bad for their neighbor.
So he monkey climbs, does a senton bomb, is that what it's called?
Swanton bomb.
What? I don't know.
Onto the ladder.
That was rough.
He kind of clipped the edge.
Yeah,
see where it cut his back.
Yeah, didn't hit it right. So broken Matt pulls out his Roman candles.
And he's shooting Roman candles.
And is assaulting Jeff with them. Now I'm wondering, why didn't Jeff take a Roman candle bump? You'd think that he would have done that, right?
Yeah, but you can't really predict that.
It doesn't even really hurt.
No, but you don't know where it's going to hit.
He's flown off of things onto ladders.
Yeah, well, he's an idiot.
Think he would care about being shot with a Roman candle?
Apparently so. Maybe they didn't want to give kids the wrong idea.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Either way, it was ridiculous. He used a garbage can lid as a shield.
So then, Jeff disappears, and then Matt grabs a...
like a garden trowel or something. I don't know what it's called.
I can't tell what it is. I thought I would have bet money that he was going to say, Brother Nero.
He did.
Come out to play.
He basically serial killer stalked him. Matt, talked to the camera a lot.
A lot of camera talking.
And then he goes around the corner and sees Jeff Hardy holding his own Roman candle. And he just screams, oh, shit. And he takes off running.
And then Jeff, oh, shit is right.
Oh, shit is right.
So now is my favorite line from this entire thing.
He's chasing Matt.
Yeah, chasing Matt.
Towards the lake.
And Matt sees a boat. And he exclaims, it's a dilapidated boat.
I don't even know. It's the greatest line ever in anything I've ever watched in my life.
It's a dilapidated boat!
For one, it's not fucking dilapidated. It's fine. It was just upside down on the shore. This is a on his fucking property. This is Matt Hardy's boat. It wasn't dilapidated at all. So he climbs under it, using it as a shield. It's a dilapidated boat.
Why didn't Jeff flip the boat over and hit him with the Roman candle?
He
stood there just shooting at it.
Just because maybe he was laughing at the fucking line.
So then Jeff, Matt takes Jeff and throws him in the water. And apparently Jeff is a vampire because he is immediately defeated by the water.
And, is he though? Wait, what did Matt say? Brother Nero has been flushed.
Come on.
Oh, his one-liners. He's a Batman villain. Adam West level Batman villain. Robin, Brother Nero is in Gotham.
So now this is when I was like, what is even happening?
Fucking Willow. Willow emerges from the lake.
And then, And then Senor Benjamin is there.
And he stun guns Willow. Not like Stone Cold's old finisher. He takes a stun gun to Willow. Matt covers Willow. 1, 2, 3. And then he pulls off the mask only to reveal... Dun, dun, dun.
Willow was Senor Benjamin.
What the fuck? What the... What? Like, what are we even supposed to believe here? Senor Benjamin, who was corpsing like a motherfucker.
He was smiling. Did you see? He was just laying there just smiling.
He was Willow. And then Jeff attacks Matt. They fight in this dirt pit.
But so it's good to notice that it is morning now.
Yeah, this was overnight. They've been wrestling and doing this recording all night. The sun is coming up in the background.
So kayfabe wise, how long are they supposed to have been wrestling?
A long time. A long time.
Because didn't he say like at midnight? Like, didn't he give a time frame?
Yeah, so they've been wrestling for about 6-7 hours.
So morning breaks, and around this time, there's a big Hardy symbol that I guess is supposed to be a tombstone, because it looked like that they
would It's the Hardy symbol, which is basically the Undertaker's ministry symbol.
So Jeff goes to the top, and he's going to do a swanton bomb onto Matt. But
flashback.
So we have the birthday candle. Now, how did Jeff not see Matt's wife?
Walk up and hand him a candle?
Yeah.
Well, maybe. Why would he fear a birthday candle? Why did Matt have to flashback? This thing is so fucking long, we had to flashback to the goddamn birthday party. So Matt is in a pool of gasoline, basically, that soaked the dirt. They would have soaked in. It probably wouldn't have lit on fire. But whatever. Soaked the dirt. Didn't even look wet.
No, whatever.
I digress. Lights it with the birthday candle. And his own hair.
Yeah,
his Matt hair. Sets his fucking hair on fire.
He's like, oh, God.
And the flames go up the thing, and Jeff falls.
Just kind of falls
Not down. Very far. Into a soft pile of dirt. Almost rolls into the fucking fire, which is brilliant. And then Matt drags him out of the way and pins him. 1, 2, 3.
And then he stands and growls at the camera for a little bit. And that's it.
With as insane as we made it sound, we didn't do it justice.
It's fucking amazing.
This is absolutely... This is the biggest mind fuck. Like, I really don't know.
I love every second of it.
But I hate it at the same time.
I've come to terms. I think I love it.
I enjoy the shit out of this, but this is one of the worst things I've ever watched. This is one of those things that whenever we go, why do people fucking hate wrestling fans? Why do people think it's lame? We'll go, oh, fucking yeah, Brother Nero. Yeah. We just, wrestling fans across the globe, just so you know. We have lost our fight.
Well, I just want
to... We have lost our fight of saying wrestling is cool and intelligent and builds good stories and characters. We lost it because of Matt and Jeff fucking Hardy.
Like, this is exactly... this makes me think of, like, early, like, WWF shit that they did.
Nothing ever compared to this. Nothing.
I mean, like, but it's just kind of in the same
vein. I've been watching since, like, 85, 86.
Just, like, super bizarre, zany stuff that anybody that doesn't know.
The only thing that comes close to this is the Dungeon of Doom.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking.
But that doesn't even come close.
Well, what this reminds me of, because, okay, I don't know how much Lucha Underground you've watched.
Not much.
So Lucha Underground has shit that's like this, that it's admittedly really cheesy and corny, and it's, like, super serious, and it's, like, shot exactly like how this is. But it's at, like, entertaining, and it's not just ridiculously dumb like this is. This is like a Lucha Underground episode directed by Tommy Wiseau.
Yeah. Now, Tommy Wiseau would do this better. This is like the wrestling equivalent of Kung Fury. We have all these cool ideas. What do we do with them?
Yeah.
Fuck it. Just put them in.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to make sense. So you want a hologram drone? Done. What? No. No. Shh.
There has to... Okay, going forward, where do we go from here?
My fear is they're going to keep going down this fucking road because it's going to bring in people. This type of crazy bullshit is going to run its course fucking
now,
quick.
Hold on. Let me interject with the thought of this. What if, because this has been so popular, they turn all of TNA into this?
It'll be terrible.
Like, constant just insane, super serious promos with shit production and all this.
The reason it'll be terrible is the majority of the roster can't do this to where we care. Unless it's the Hardys versus the Decay every week. Bobby Lashley can't do this shit.
No, yeah, true.
Bobby Lashley can't cut a real fucking promo. Can't do this. Maria? You think Maria's gonna be doing this crazy stuff? It won't work because they will go the Birdemic route. People like it because it's shit. Let's ramp it up. And it's going to be ridiculous.
Well, here's the thing, though. Have you seen that, like, TNA's been uploading on their official channel, like, the reactions of people making fun of it and laughing at it?
Yeah, most of those reactions are their own wrestlers.
No, 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 not that one. The new one, where they did the advanced screening of this.
Most of those are their own wrestlers.
Are they?
Yeah.
Because I just saw, like, Max Landis and a couple other people that I thought were just, like,
the
wrestling
big names, yeah. But a lot of them are their own wrestlers as well. Yeah, Max Landis.
But still, why would you put a video of you laughing?
They are really proud of it. Because I think that's the point. They know this is shit. I think they know this is shit. They are so close to going under.
Yeah, Slammiversary almost didn't happen because they didn't have money.
As much as people want to say this will help, they're just blowing money on this stuff. I guarantee this costs more to make these two vignettes than an episode of fucking Impact does. I mean, they had fucking cranes. They had to pay somebody to landscape that fucking yard.
They had all the crane overshots.
Unless you never know. I mean, a lot of that's drone footage.
CGI
we know.
Drones.
Yeah, they had CGI drones.
Had to pay somebody to play the piano, violin.
To play the violin?
For the music.
Yeah, there's some epic, like, duel of the fucking fates going on in this match. Senor Benjamin's probably asking for big bank by now.
He has a Twitter account now.
Yeah, he's brilliant. Watch this. Just watch it. Watch it repeatedly. It only gets more batshit crazy. Like, you think this is insane, and then it one-ups itself.
This is
and
what
I know
want.
This is the final deletion. Is this feud over?
This is what I want. I want one more. I want one more package like this. So we have Brother Nero, final deletion, and then we have the end of the trilogy.
This is already the trilogy.
No, I'm talking about like the video trilogy.
My fear is because Jeff Hardy can't be called Jeff Hardy anymore. The worst case scenario is he goes to Willow, which is shit. No one ever liked it. Or he embraces Brother Nero and becomes a crazy Matt Hardy clone. Which I could see them doing because the batshit crazy's working. Let's do it with someone else.
Well, what if we did Broken Matt versus Brother Nero? Find just actually end it and do a big video package for it. And just
thing
end.
Is though,
that's all I want.
But will they end it? Where does Matt Hardy go from here?
I mean, you could continue being Broken Matt or whatever, but just not feud with Jeff.
Then his gimmick's worthless.
What if they pair him with the Decay?
Nah, that wouldn't work.
I don't know that much about
The problem with TNA is they're going to run this into the fucking ground so no one cares. It's what they do. It's what WWE does. It's what wrestling fucking does.
Does TNA still do action figures?
I don't think TNA does shit.
Okay.
We got a Dixie Carter signed fucking action figure for $10.
Well, and then we got that Jay Lethal one for like $1.
Yeah, so do you think they're still doing shit? No.
The only reason why... Well, I know they still do the Jeff Hardy figures.
Their office is in the... Did you see...
Oh, that's right.
Did you see the tweet from Joey Ryan?
No.
He was released from TNA like a few years ago.
Okay.
This past year on Pro Wrestling Tees, he outsold all of TNA's merchandise.
Oh.
He alone outsold everything from the TNA shop. Everything.
Oh, no. They still have all those Samoa Joe shirts on there and stuff, too.
It's so sad. Just let it go, guys. Just burn him. He's
not coming back. I want a fucking Broken Matt action figure.
Oh, I absolutely want a Broken
Matt
action
figure. With his arms outstretched and his weird face.
Weird teeth thing. Oh. I want it to talk. I just want to push a button and go, Brother Nero.
And then it comes with an extraordinary xylophone.
Oh, my God. And a dilapidated bolt. It's almost as insane as Evil Dead Woodshed. You remember that line? It's like a woodshed. I think it was Evil Dead 2 was the woodshed.
Yeah. Oh, my God. So, yeah, just watch it.
I mean, I don't know what else to say about this thing. Broken Matt is the greatest thing to ever happen to wrestling. The absolute greatest.
I'm doing the Matt face. We'll put a link. We're going to put a link. Don't worry.
To the video?
Yes.
Maybe. So probably get pulled. It's probably going to get pulled. The one.
Oh, that's right.
The only full. If TNA releases a full version online, which they haven't done yet.
That's right.
I will link that. But until then, I'd rather just stay out of that.
Yeah.
So they will probably release a full link. Because people are still talking about it. They're not going. You think they would?
Well, they did the first one. They did the official video, so they have to do one in the second.
So definitely fucking watch this shit. Just YouTube search TNA Broken Matt. I think was the first one.
Yes.
And TNA Final Deletion. They're both director's cuts. They're proud of these motherfuckers.
Kyle, I need you to send us off with one last just triumphant Brother Nero.
Brother Nero.